Guys, welcome to the Pure Players Lifestyle, where the only thing that matters is progress. Now, what stops us from making progress on our goals? Because I do believe we all have something that we want to create. You know, I think that is the meaning of life, is to create. And we all have something, have had some sort of vision or some sort of, you know, internal voice that has guided us to what we really want to do. So I believe what we all really want to do is in us, and we do know that. You know, so what does stop us from making progress towards that outcome? And it's fear, you know. And it makes sense, you know, fear makes you take caution. You know, it protects, fear, you know, essentially protects you, you know, from dying. But, you know, a lot of it in this day and age is irrational. You know, and that's easier said than done. You know, like going to talk to a random girl that, you know, that you like. For, you know, a lot of guys is, you know, they can't do it because of the fear, but they can do something, like they can ride a motorcycle, which is way far more likely to kill them. But, you know, it's just irrational, you know, fear of rejection, whatever. But a lot of that fear, irrational fear, pertains to what we have for our outcomes, you know, and it's always an attachment to something. You know, why don't we take more progress to try to make more progress towards our goals? It's because it's, you know, we fear the rejection, or we fear that we're not good enough, or we fear that we'll just be wasting our time. We'll fear that, you know, the return on investment of our time and effort will not be returned. And so it's always like some sort of irrational attachment to what's really to the future. And the more you think about it, the more you realize, like, you got to stop thinking about things and just do it. You know, when I started this podcast, you know, just the intention was to help people, you know, that were struggling like I was, you know, for like mindsets and the whole pretty much getting out of your own way. And so, like, why I keep doing this is, like, I don't really have an attachment to the outcome of this podcast any longer. I just do it because I know it does help people. You know, even if it's 1, 2, it's still, like, I can take pride in that. Like, I enjoy that. Like, it's helping them out. But, you know, there was one, I used to have an attachment toward this. Like, I wanted it, you know, to make a lot of money. I wanted it to blow up, the whole nine yards. But then, you know, over the natural course of time, I started losing that outcome and all attachments to what it should be or what I wanted it. And I just started doing it. Like, you know, like, I enjoy doing this. And now, like, when I just record, like, sometimes it'll be a minute, sometimes it'll be longer, sometimes I just don't really know, but I just let it flow out of me because I don't have the attachment to it. And when you're able to not have attachment to things, you can naturally progress through your goals, you know, or your, whatever you have that you got to get done for the day. If you have no attachments and you're like, hey, listen, this has just got to get done. Good, bad, ugly, don't matter. Like, I'm just going to do it because that's what I said I was going to do. I'm not attached to if it works or it doesn't. But it's just something that's got to get done. And then you'll just take steps. You'll just do things without, you know, without being attached to how, you know, how it's going to play out. You just did it. And that's the relief right there. That's the happiness, is when you do things that you said you're going to do, you're making progress. That's when you're really like feel alive and happy. When you're just able to let go of that attachment and just do things because that's what you wanted to do. That's what you said you were going to do. And you just did them. And that's it. You know, sometimes we fail in the day. We don't get everything that we need to get done. That's okay. You know, just get back up and, you know, strive for that again and again and again. And losing the attachment to the outcomes and just doing it. You know, regardless of it pays off or not. Because that's, you know, going back to earlier, like, that is the essence of life, is to create. So if we're always striving to create something, you know, regardless if we actually do or not, but we're just making progress towards that resolution that we all feel inside of us, that's when our true happiness comes forth. You know, that's just my outlook on it. But I've, you know, over the course of my life, I've found this to be exactly true. And from what I've observed in others, other successful people, that is absolutely true. All right, guys, I hope this helps. I hope you can take this, you know, short little tidbit, listen to the in the car or whatever, however you want to do it. But I hope it helps you through your day and you found gold in it. And I'll see you guys on another episode.